Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Congratulations to the Toronto Raptors, the NBA champs. You know, it's funny. After every championship, there is a look back and how you got there. And generally, when you see a team like Golden State, there is some dancing on the grave of the fall of a dynasty. But this year's a little different. This year's a little different, right? Because this championship itself is more complex than that. For a couple of reasons. You know, one, the Raptors will be one of those teams that's always remembered. Like, you'll always remember this team because they're unique in the history of the NBA championship landscape, right? So when you go back and you look at, all right, who won titles where and when, we always go, oh, the 2004 Pistons, the 2011 Mavericks. You know those, like that. You don't even have to think. Is it one of those Spurs years or one of those Lakers years? Or, all right, what years did the Bulls win? How about the Heat? Like, that's typically the way that you think of NBA championships because there are a lot of dynasties in the sport. And there are a lot of teams that have held court for a while. I mean, you go back to the 90s. I mean, you go back to the 80s, you can go all the way back to the 60s. And it's the Celtics, and then the 80s, the Celtics and the Lakers, and then the 90s, of course, the Bulls own that with the Rockets mixed in, and people will remember the Rockets for that two-year run. They're another one of those teams. They were probably the first version of those teams that I can actively remember. Maybe the Bad Boy Pistons, too, fall into the same category I'm talking about. And then you go into the 2000s, and it's mostly the Spurs and the Lakers in the early parts of the decade. Or the century, I guess it is, because it's not the decade anymore, the century. And then, you know, after that, Miami and Cleveland and Golden State. With the Mavericks, with the Pistons, and now with the Raptors mixed in. And what the Raptors did is a cool achievement. I think it's always good for the league when something like that happens. It's always good to know that, you know, it can happen. You can build a team that way. You can win a championship that way. There are teams like that in the NBA. You don't necessarily have to have multiple superstars to win a championship. You can have one superstar and a bunch of really good players. And that's what Toronto had, right? One superstar, Kawhi Leonard, and a bunch of really good players. You know, Kyle Lowry's a really good player. And he was hungry, boy. You could just see it. You could see it in his play. In Game 6. And Marc Gasol, you know, at this point in his career. Serge Ibaka, you know, guys who just really, really wanted it. And then you had the guys who have been there before, like Danny Green, and players that step up for a squad like that, like, you know, Fred VanVleet in the Jason Terry role for the you know, the Mavericks that I just referenced. Fred VanVleet, he hit all those momentum-killing shots during that stretch and that run. So the Raptors win that championship, and I think because of the construct of their team, they're the kind of team that will always be remembered. On the flip side of that, I think you can acknowledge Toronto earning it and Toronto, what they represent historically, while also being honest about it and saying injuries were the number one determining factor in the outcome of the NBA Finals, right? Let's be real. They were the number one determining factor. And it's kind of crazy because sometimes a loss does more than a win. Sometimes a loss does more than a win. And for me, I think in defeat, the Warriors did more to bolster this entire run than maybe even any of their championships. I think this loss This loss sticks with me more than any of the Warriors' championships. And it's actually been back-to-back finals losses where I've had that sort of feeling, right? Like last year, I said LeBron should get a ring for getting the Cavs to the finals. The idea that in losing, there was some sort of negative for him was absolutely absurd. And this year, the Warriors, their loss showed their mettle as champions. Because if you go back and dissect their dynasty a little bit, in 2015, their first title, they beat LeBron by himself. It was the second leading scorer for the Cavs in that series was Timofey Mozgov. Then in 2016, we know what happened. They won 73 games but didn't win. Then they get Durant, and of course they won once they got Durant. Of course they won. I mean, and they had some breaks go their way during even the KD years. You know, first KD year, Kawhi went down for the Spurs. I think San Antonio was up 25 in the first quarter of the Western Conference Finals, game one. Kawhi goes down, Warriors come back and win that game, they sweep the series. And then last year, Chris Paul, of course, goes down for the Rockets when it looked like Houston had Golden State on the ropes and the Warriors win that series. But if you go back and relive their championships, their three championships, 2015 they beat one guy. Then they win two with Durant, which we all expected. So I recognized, I always recognized they were a great team. And in fact, the best I've ever seen, I think, when they put that five-man unit on the floor, the death lineup plus KD, the Hamptons Five, whatever you want to call it, the best five-man unit I think that's ever shared the court in NBA history. But I never felt that any of their championships were necessarily special, right? Because not all rings are created equal. Not that they don't count. Of course they count. But I thought it was a fait accompli when they got KD. And then their first championship is the one that does the most to bolster, like, let's say, Steph Curry, because he was the best player on a championship team. But, again, the team they played in the finals was completely depleted. This year, though, the Warriors, they just demanded respect. And I think they stamped their entire run in a loss. Like, this loss, to me, probably does more for my overall perspective about their run than any of their titles. Because, I mean, Kevin Durant put his career on the line to get out there. He put his career on the line. And I know this whole week was filled with, like, who do you blame? How about we give the guy some damn credit instead of looking to blame somebody? You know, I'm sure he talked to their medical staff. He talked to an independent medical staff. It was the NBA Finals. He wanted to be out there. It's a bummer what happened. Klay Thompson left it all on the court. I mean, the guy tears his ACL, comes back out of the tunnel to shoot his free throws, clearly probably wanted to check back in the game, and now he's going to miss extended time, and he was locked in that game. So KD and Klay left it all out on the court. Everything they had. Even basically leaving next season out on the court. And then the rest of the guys just fought like hell. The rest of the guys fought like hell. You know, Draymond, as you would expect. Kevon Looney's playing with a broken shoulder or whatever it technically was. And they still were battling. They had a shot to send it to a game seven. Where they would have lost, if they had gone to seven, they would have lost in Toronto. They were undermanned. Raptors playing a damn box in one in the NBA Finals against Steph Curry. And I know there was Steph slander flying around yesterday, too. He missed the shot and all that. It was a good look. It's the kind of shot he knocks down. But come on. You're talking about an all-time great. An all-time great. You know, a transcendent figure in the history of the game. We don't need to tear the guy down. And I think part of that reaction was because it's what would have happened to LeBron. It just shows you people should have never acted like that with LeBron. So just because you would have done it to LeBron doesn't mean that's justification for doing it for somebody else. The idea of LeBron being criticized on a shot-by-shot or possession-by-possession basis, or dubbing his finals record as if it's some sort of smear on his record rather than an accomplishment. 8 straight finals, are you crazy? You know, taking Golden State to 6 in 2015, taking that team to the finals last year, winning 3-1 down, you know, all these, like, it just driving me crazy. What that really showed you is how great people actually thought LeBron was, where they were trying to find anything they could, any morsel they could to tear him down. But just because that's what you did with LeBron doesn't mean it's the standard that should be used for Steph Curry. Steph's great. Nothing's ever going to change that. You know, he had a defense you don't see play in the NBA played against him at the highest level. Because his star teammates were down. And if you think about it, here's how I would put it. The Warriors with KD definitely win the series. I don't think it's really a question. But that's because they're unbeatable, essentially, with KD. You know, it's what I've complained about for a couple of years. You know, broke the league and all that. Made it unfair because a 73-win team added KD. But you saw that quarter in Game 5 when he's out on the court. You're like, oh, man, yeah, they're scary good when this guy's out there. So I think the Warriors clearly win the series if Kevin Durant's healthy. With Kevin Durant out, and my respect for KD, you know, can't really be quantified at this moment because he did. He put his career out on the line. He had really nothing to gain and everything to lose, and he went out there. But you remove KD from the equation, and that series was dead even. It was dead even, Splash Brothers versus Raptors. When Klay Thompson and Steph Curry had both been on the court in the series, it was 2-2. And you saw in the fifth game, which was game 6, because Klay missed game 3, it was close, right? And it looked like, to me, I would have bet probably Golden State goes on to win if Klay remains healthy in that game. He was locked in. And we have a game 7 on Sunday. So, Warriors with KD win. Warriors without KD, but with Klay, dead even. Dead even series. You remove Klay then, though. And of course, the Raptors have the advantage at that point. And the Raptors won game 3 with Klay out. And the Raptors won game 6 once Klay went out. Again, this is not me trying to take credit away from Toronto. There's injuries all the time. I just named them. You know, the Warriors have benefited from injuries. Kyrie and Love down in 2015. Kawhi down in 2017. Chris Paul down in 2018. The Warriors have benefited from injuries. They're a part of the sport. They're a part of the game. But when you have injuries as significant as the ones we saw in this finals, you can't ignore reality. It's not excuses. It's reasons. It's factors. It's analysis. You know, Kevin Durant was out, and then Klay Thompson got hurt. And I wouldn't even be saying this if it was just Durant, but it's the Klay factor too. Because I think when Klay and Steph were both out there, this was a dead even series. Klay goes down, Raptors win it. The Raptors' depth was a part of the reason why they won it. But I think you're kidding yourselves if you don't think injuries were a factor in the outcome of the series. And I would say injuries are the number one factor in the outcome of the series. So it goes like this. I'll always remember the Toronto Raptors because they're unique in the NBA championship landscape. I have more respect for the Warriors from their loss than I do from any of their wins. To be quite honest, they went out like the damn champs. And, of course, injuries. I don't know if they necessarily changed it. I mean, they changed it in the KD sense. But they certainly greatly influenced the outcome of the series. Do the injuries change the way you think about the NBA Finals? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Do injuries change the way you think about the NBA Finals? At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. It is The Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Do injuries change the way you feel about the NBA Finals? 855-212-4227 to sum up what I said before. Number one, I'll always remember the Toronto Raptors for being a unique NBA champion in the landscape of title history. Number two, I have more respect for the Warriors in a loss, perhaps, than I ever did in any of their wins. I always acknowledge them as maybe the greatest team of all time, but none of their titles felt special to me, and this loss felt special to me. You know, the way they went out felt special. And number three, of course, injuries had an outcome, you know, an impact on the outcome of the series. I mean, don't be dense. I mean, to me, it was the number one determining factor in the outcome of the series. The Warriors with KD win. The Warriors with the Splash Brothers on the court, it's dead even, and I don't know who wins. And the Warriors without Klay Thompson and KD, the Raptors win. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Chris in Toronto. Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning, Robin. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Just wanted to say that I definitely agree that the injuries play a part in sports, but that is part of the sport. I don't agree saying that with Durant, they're guaranteed winners. We did beat them in the regular season without Kawhi Leonard by 20 points. Kawhi shut down Embiid, shut down Giannis. I mean, I don't know how you can't say that he wouldn't.
Well, Chris, that's the regular season, and it's no disrespect to the Raptors. I think the Warriors beat any team that's ever existed with Kevin Durant on the court. So, I mean, it's like not like a diss to the Raptors.
Fair enough. I kind of see Siakam as an upcoming Durant. Give him a couple more years, and I think he's going to have the shot. And he's already got the length and the drive. So,
Siakam's a really nice player. I don't think he'll ever be what Durant is as a scorer. He's more he could be like a taller, upgraded Draymond Green kind of player, I think, actually.
I don't know. In 7 years, he's advanced pretty well. So give him a few more.
He's an excellent player. He's a great part of the core. Again, it's not a diss to say I don't think he's going to be Kevin Durant. That's all. I mean, Kevin Durant's one of them.
It's just tough to hear everybody say the excuses that Toronto wouldn't have won had Durant been in there.
Chris, can I put it this way for you for a second? Like, can it not be done without taking credit away from Toronto? Because I'm not taking credit away from Toronto. I mean, Toronto earned it. Deservedly, they're the champs. Their roster was deep. You know, Kawhi did his thing. Kyle Lowry did his thing. They were smartly constructed, and that's why they stand out in the NBA championship landscape. But I think at the same time, you have to acknowledge what was playing in front of us. I mean, we saw KD go down and clutch his Achilles. We saw Klay go down and clutch his knee and have an ACL. So I think it's very possible. It doesn't have to be saying that to take credit away from Toronto. I think it's very possible to both give Toronto credit for winning the championship, but also acknowledge that, you know, a huge reason for the outcome was the injuries.
It definitely helped. And kudos to the Toronto training staff for the load management this year. It seemed to have paid off.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I think it's something you might see going forward more. Is load management. You know, even Kawhi was hobbled at the end a little bit, and he was load managed more than pretty much anybody this season. And here's the thing. It's tough. It's grueling to go through those seasons the way they did. First of all, I think the NBA game now is so much more arduous than it was before. I've made this point a million times, but I still don't think people understand. The amount of square footage that's covered on the court now, it's just so much more stressful on the human body. You know, the in the past, you would watch the ball get dumped into the post, you'd stand with your man, you'd see what happened there, and you'd kind of be chilling in a half-court sense. Nowadays, you're flying around constantly because everybody's a threat to shoot. So you got to close out. You got to switch. You got to do all this stuff. So I think there's the toll it takes on the lower extremities. The miles add up more. They're hard miles. And then you just talk about the you know, wear and tear of going to, this has been true, you know, over the years, even back before the modern era. You know, the Bulls, even the great Jordan Bulls, right? They three-peated twice. Didn't they they had a big break in between. Big break. Jordan went to play baseball, blah, blah, blah. There was 2 years off. It was a new team that when they came back, they never went to four. Those teams never even went to four straight finals. Never went to four straight finals. Shaq and Kobe, when they got to their fourth straight final, they got the doors blown off. You know, the Miami Heat, when they went to their fourth straight final, they got their doors blown off. So it deserves recognition just how tough it is to go to five straight NBA finals, no matter who's on your roster. Deserves recognition, again, I think with the Warriors, you're always sort of, there's a tie-in with LeBron, him going to eight straight NBA finals. And I think it shows you that the NBA season just needs to be shortened. It just needs to be short. It's too long. The stars are being sat games to keep them healthy for the playoffs. The playoffs are long. The minutes are too hard. They need to shorten the season. 66 games, something like that. That's a happy medium. It's still probably too many. You know, I think you could do with 50. But, and I love the NBA. It's my favorite. But the season is too long. And the load management and how well it worked for Kawhi versus seeing the team that had to play deep into the playoffs every year completely fall apart, I think is more evidence as to that being the case.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, talking about whether injuries change your perception of the NBA Finals. John Brandy, 01, tweets in, Raptors fans always want to bring up beating the Warriors in the regular season. The Raptors got swept by the Pistons in the regular season. Does that mean the Pistons would have won? Too many factors going to regular season wins the base playoff outcome from it. I mean, I agree with that. The Raptors are a great team. Again, I'm not trying to take credit away from the Raptors. I'm just dealing with reality. 1012 management tweets in, so now injuries matter, but you never mention injuries when you talk about the Warriors title in 2015 against the Cavs team missing Love and Kyrie. Who are you talking about when you say you? I literally brought that up like three times in the first segment of the show. I think LeBron's the best player who ever lived. I think LeBron's finals losses being used against him are absurd. The fact that he made so many finals is a credit to him. Losing in 2015 the way he did is an accomplishment. That should count as a ring, basically, going to six games. Getting the team last year to the finals should count as a ring. You know, I'm not one of these people that just go with the rings or title. You know, I try to take the context of every situation. It's why I just said the Warriors, to me, did more for my overall perception of them in a loss than they did in any of their wins. Just like I could argue what LeBron did last year in the playoffs is his greatest achievement. Didn't win a title. So what? I mean, only a simpleton can just only judge by the result and not the context of what went into the result. So don't tell me you never mention injuries when I've mentioned them plenty. When injuries are a huge factor, I mention them because they're a huge factor. They were a huge factor in 2015. They were a huge factor this year. They always play some sort of role. All right. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Bud in Palm Desert, California. Bud, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
What up?
The whole injury thing, yeah, I mean, definitely played a part, as you're saying. But the injuries are kind of lame if you look at them. Nobody even touched the guy when
Durant
went down.
Kevin Durant ruptured his Achilles. He's going to miss an entire year of his career and may never be the same player. You're going to call it lame?
Well, I just say nobody even touched the guy. It wasn't like he was hammered or something. The old
what does that have to do with anything?
They'd have to wrap him up and they put him right back in the
you're
game.
You're gone, sorry. The fact that you're going to dismiss injuries like that, actually, non-contact injuries almost always are the worst ones. Do you have a if you're power ranking the worst injuries you could suffer in a basketball game, basically number one is a ruptured Achilles, and number two is a torn ACL. And that's what happened to KD and Klay Thompson, to dismiss those because they weren't a contusion due to an elbow to the shoulder or the back or something, or they weren't, you know, suffered via physical contact, is just moronic. Sorry, I don't mean to be mean, but that's what it is. Mike in Chicago. Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
What's going on? You know, I have never heard such a barrage of sorry excuses. And Golden State, Toronto beat Golden State during the season. by 20 points.
Without, can we know, not? No, Durant, moratorium. No
Kevin
one mentioned
Durant
the regular season again, please. 51
points, and they still lose. Come on. Golden State is not even the second best team in the NBA anymore because Philadelphia would have beat them. They went to seven games with Toronto. And I think Giannis with Milwaukee would have beat them.
Mike, I have no horse in this race, right?
Best team in the NBA.
Hold on a second, Mike. Let me talk. I have no horse in this race, right? When you say excuses, it always makes me laugh. Like, what is an excuse when it's a factor and a reason? I'm just analyzing this series. So you're going to tell me it's not a significant factor that Kevin Durant was out for the entire series and that Klay Thompson missed a game and then had to leave a deciding game in the series. That's not significant to you? It doesn't change the quality of the Warriors?
They're the fourth best team in the NBA, maybe. The fourth best.
That's hate, dude. I mean, like, you guys have to be able to... You have to be able to check your emotions and how your emotions warp your brain. Your emotions should not warp your brain. It's like, it's the same thing that happened with LeBron, right? Like, it's very similar because, and the reason I put those two together is because they've been constants in the NBA, right? The Warriors and LeBron, and people feel a certain way about them. Like, people are like, oh, I hate the Warriors. I hate them because of Durant and all that. And trust me, I have a million times talked about how much I hated Durant going to the Warriors because it made them unfair. But I'm not going to be unfair because of that. You understand? Just like you may have hated that LeBron went to Miami and hated him ever since, doesn't mean you should be unfair in judging his greatness. Like, I don't care who you hate or who you love. If you want to root for or root against somebody, I'm not going to tell you who to root for or against, do you? But I will tell you not to be an idiot and not to allow your rooting interest to warp your perception of reality, because you have to hat tip greatness. You have to say, hey, whether you think LeBron's the best player who ever lived or not, you have to hat tip his greatness. There's a reason my man was talked about and discussed and dissected the way he's been, because he's great. You have to hat tip the Warriors. You know, the Warriors went out like champs and obviously are an all-time great team. And if you say otherwise, I have to dismiss you. I cannot then further the conversation because we're not having a real conversation. You're not living in the real world. Jason in Albany. Jason, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Robin. I couldn't agree with you more. You know, on the point you just made about LeBron, the greatness of LeBron and the greatness of the Warriors as a collective. Great point as well about earlier. About just the effort that is required from these athletes these days. I didn't even plan about talking about that, but fantastic point on that as well. Just an observation, and I think it's the reason that I have an issue with the way LeBron does business, because, you know, I don't want to talk about LeBron. He's phenomenal, but he's a team hopper and he's a kind of a culture killer, as far as successful as he's been individually and as his teams have been getting to the finals. It's upsetting to me that you have somebody that is that talented, and I hope you can hear me okay, I have you on Bluetooth, but is that talented. It's the same beef I have with the Warriors. You have this collection of players who are so individually just so beautiful. They play the game so beautifully individually and collectively. But then you have Steph just every trip down trying to draw a foul, whether he drives the lane and slows up and tries to get somebody to run over the back of him, or if he's shooting the ball, kicking his legs out. It's the same way that – and now Clay's doing it, and I think Clay is a tremendous – just I'd love to watch him play. He's so awesome to watch play, but that's how he got that first injury. He's kicking his leg out, and he pulls – I don't even know what that is. Was it a knee? Was it a hammy?
Well, I mean, I think that, Jason, to that point, let me touch on both points you just made. To the point you just made, I think that's on the NBA to have a uniform way that jump shots are officiated, because, of course, players are going to look for the advantage. If you get a chance to draw three free throws, you're going to try and get that. I mean, it's how James Harden has made a living, right? So I sometimes have a problem with the way jump shooting is officiated, but I don't put that on the players as much as the officiating, because players are going to try and gain the advantage. As far as LeBron being a culture killer, I'd also push back on that. I think LeBron brings extra attention. There's no doubt about it. And some people can't hang with that. Some people can't deal with that. Some players crumble. Some teams crumble because everything gets blown to out of proportion to a certain level. But did he kill the culture of Cleveland? I mean, Cleveland lived in the lottery every year. And then he got there and they're winning. They're going to four straight finals. The Lakers have been terrible over, you know, they things went bad for them this year. But I would push back on the idea that the culture has been killed because of him. I think what really happens is you just get a magnifying glass put on you. How about Craig in Lansing, Michigan? Craig, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for getting me in, bro.
Sure.
You know, I'll talk about Toronto. I mean, you know, when they won their first three games, you know, it's not like they eked out any wins. They won by 12 a game, you know.
But the game three, Klay Thompson didn't play.
No, I got you. But
that's a huge deal. Like, that's a huge deal that Klay Thompson did not play in game three.
I just want to go with their efficiency. Like, they shot 90% from the free throw line in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and they elevated their scoring whenever they had to. I mean, come on. Like, any time they wanted to get a short jumper in the paint, they got it. And I mean, how many times did you see a big man streak into the hole for a dunk? Because that team just was efficient. I mean, you know, and I don't even know, you know, what it would have been like. I know they would have had more trouble if KD would have been there. They might have even lost, but I think that it would have went to seven games.
Well, I put it this way, Craig. I think the Warriors absolutely win with KD, but that's no slight to the Raptors. I think they beat any team ever with KD, right? Like they never lost a playoff series with KD.
But you see the efficiency of the other, you know,
sure.
Four,
but
five,
you saw,
guys.
I mean, when KD was not.
They had five guys in double digits.
Craig,
halfway through.
Hold on a second.
Quarter.
KD was not healthy in game five, and you still saw how tough the Warriors looked when he played one quarter. And then forget KD for a second. When KD was not in there, when both Splash Brothers were healthy, you cannot say that it wasn't a dead even series. It was a dead even series when Steph Curry and Klay Thompson were both on the floor. Game one, they both played, and Toronto won. Game two, they both played. Klay went down at the end of that game. Golden State won. Game four, they both played, and Toronto won. Game five, they both played, and Golden State won. Game six, they both played, and it was a tight one. So that was a dead even series when both Klay Thompson and Steph Curry were on the floor.
Which is very fair to say that when you're talking about the Raptors, because they hung right with them. I mean, I know that people want to talk injuries, but I mean, let's talk about all the best of all time. Magic, Bird, Jordan, LeBron, for that matter. I mean, those guys show up and play. And I don't know if you can say it's fair to say, well, you know, those guys, they got lucky. No, I think sometimes it's more of about, you know.
But you didn't hear me say they got lucky, did you?
No, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying that sometimes you look at the best athletes of all time and you say, well, yeah, Kevin Durant's every bit as good a player as those guys.
By the way,
he's not as durable as they are.
Well, but by the way, Craig, there's nothing wrong with getting lucky either, right? I mean, like, luck plays.
No, you got that right.
Luck plays a role in every championship, right?
I mean, dude, I love the show, man. Don't get me wrong, man. I totally appreciate it, and thanks for it with the back and forth, man. You're a good dude. I appreciate it.
No doubt, man. I mean, like, but like, I it's not even because I would say the Raptors got a little lucky. Of course they did. You don't want to spin it as luck because you know it sucks what happened to Durant and Klay. But the Warriors have gotten lucky, you know, in the past too, and that's been talked about. So like, it's not a negative to get lucky. Sometimes that happens. The bounce of the ball, right? I mean, in every championship, there's some degree of luck. So I'm not taking an ounce of credit away from Toronto for winning. They're NBA champions forever. As long as Wikipedia exists, it's going to say the Toronto Raptors, 2019 NBA champs, right? 2018, 2019 NBA champs. Well-constructed team. Hats off to them. I always remember them, as I said, as being a unique NBA champion in the landscape. But if I'm doing real analysis, if I'm giving you my honest thoughts on how it came to be, not taking away from it, it is what it is. Of course, the injuries were a big role, played a big part. Of course. I mean, if you say otherwise, I just can't take you seriously. Right? I mean, like, and I know sometimes we have trouble. People have trouble because when I'm saying that the injuries played a factor, some people are going to take that as meaning that therefore that I'm taking credit away from Toronto. No, I can do both. I'm perfectly content to sit here and both give the Raptors credit and say a huge reason the Raptors are the champs is because Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson went down. I'm perfectly capable of both of those things. Mike in Milwaukee. Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Good morning. Of course, injuries play a factor. They always do. That's just sports. That's the nature of the game. And it would have been a different series if KD was in there. But you know what? The better team won. They had injuries themselves, but they got a tough team. They play defense. Golden State don't play defense.
Well, Golden State does play defense. I mean, the Golden State's played defense throughout this entire run. I mean, they've been one of the better defensive teams in the league. Did their defense suffer a little bit this year? Yeah, one of the reasons is Durant being down. But I don't think it's fair to say the Warriors don't play defense. It's just not true.
Well, they count on more scoring than anything. They want to jack up as many shots as they can.
Well, that's not true. They score a lot, but they've been an excellent defensive team. Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green are on the Golden State Warriors. Come on. Klay Thompson is the 3-and-D god. We don't have to go out of our way to try, it's on both sides. The better team won, maybe. The healthier team won, is what I would say. The deeper team won. I'll say that. The deeper team won. The healthier team won. At full strength, were they the better team? Probably not. But that's okay, because I've spent how many years talking about how no one could beat Golden State. So, it's not like my opinion's changing here, guys, after the fact. It's pretty consistent. And I do this with I do my best. Sometimes everybody slips up. Sometimes I might say something without thinking it fully through. But I do my best to apply the proper context to every situation. So it's not like I'm cherry picking here to try and, I'm not trying to take credit away from Canada. I had people yelling at me online saying, trust me, considering our respective current situations, I would not slight Canada in the slightest. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.